Serotonin, a monoamine neurotransmitter often associated with mood regulation, has played a central role in neuroscience research since its discovery in the mid-20th century. Serotonin overview. Known chemically as 5-hydroxytryptamine, 5-HT, serotonin influences a diverse range of physiological and behavioral processes, including emotional regulation, sleep, appetite, pain, and cognitive functions such as memory and learning. Beyond its neural functions, serotonin also plays critical roles in the peripheral nervous system, especially in the gastrointestinal tract, where approximately 90% of the body's serotonin is stored. The study of serotonin has not only deepened our understanding of neurochemical pathways but has also led to revolutionary medical advances, particularly in psychiatry and neurology. Early discoveries linking serotonin to mood disorders provided the foundation for the development of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, which are now the most commonly prescribed class of antidepressants worldwide. In addition to its implications for mental health, serotonin research has advanced treatments for migraines, gastrointestinal conditions, and neurodegenerative diseases. Serotonin research has evolved in response to technological advancements and shifting scientific paradigms. The initial focus on its chemical properties expanded to encompass its role in neurotransmission, receptor diversity, and clinical applications. As methodologies improved, including molecular genetics and functional neuroimaging, researchers began to uncover the intricate relationships between serotonin, brain circuits, and behavior. The modern era has also witnessed the resurgence of interest in serotonin's role in neuroplasticity and therapeutic innovation, particularly through the exploration of psychedelics acting on serotonergic pathways. 1940s, discovery and initial identification. The groundwork for serotonin research was laid in the 1940s when Maurice Rapport, Arta Green, and Irvine Page identified and isolated a substance called 5-hydroxytryptamine, 5-HT, from blood serum. They named it serotonin due to its presence in serum and its ability to constrict blood vessels. This discovery linked serotonin to vascular physiology and hinted at its broader biological significance. 1950s, role in neurotransmission. In the 1950s, researchers identified serotonin as a neurotransmitter in the brain. Twerig and Page demonstrated its presence in the central nervous system, leading to speculation about its role in modulating mood and cognition. During this decade, the pharmacological effects of reserpine-depleting serotonin emphasized its link to depressive symptoms. Woolley and Shaw proposed in 1954 that serotonin might be involved in mental disorders, laying the groundwork for future psychiatric research. 1960s, serotonin and behavior and mood. The 1960s saw growing interest in serotonin's influence on behavior. Kopp-Penn proposed the serotonin hypothesis of depression. Carlson et al. Also hypothesized serotonin's involvement in depression, laying the foundation for the development of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs. Studies also explored its relationship to sleep regulation and sensory processing. 1970s, receptor discovery and subtypes. Technological advancements in the 1970s allowed the identification of serotonin receptor subtypes. Gadam and Piccarelli categorized serotonin receptors, marking the beginning of intensive receptor-specific research. Serotonin's role in psychiatric disorders, including anxiety and schizophrenia, was further elaborated. 1980s, pharmaceutical applications. The 1980s were a transformative decade for serotonin research. The development of new research methods and interdisciplinary approaches allowed for a more comprehensive study of serotonin synthesis, storage, release, and uptake. Prozac, fluoxetine, the first SSRI, was introduced, revolutionizing depression treatment. This period also highlighted serotonin's role in migraine pathophysiology, leading to the development of triptans. 1990s, the serotonergic system. The decade of the brain fostered studies on the serotonergic system's complexity. The cloning of serotonin receptor subtypes enabled a more detailed classification and understanding of these receptors' roles in various brain functions and disorders. Researchers characterized additional receptor subtypes, such as 5-HT1 and 5-HT2 families, and their respective roles in cognition, emotion, and neuroendocrine regulation. Serotonin's interplay with other neurotransmitters was also explored, emphasizing its integrative role in brain function. 2000s, genetic and molecular insights. Advances in molecular biology in the 2000s allowed exploration of serotonin transporter gene polymorphisms, such as 5-HT2LPR, and their association with mood disorders and stress resilience. Functional imaging studies linked serotonin levels to brain activity patterns associated with depression and anxiety. Research also expanded to explore serotonin's role in neurodevelopment and its potential links to psychiatric and neurological disorders. The association between MTHFR gene mutations and neurotransmitter synthesis, particularly serotonin, has been recognized since at least the early 2000s. Research during this period began to elucidate how these genetic variations could lead to decreased enzyme activity, resulting in elevated homocysteine levels and disrupted methylation cycles, which are critical for the biosynthesis of neurotransmitters. This understanding has informed approaches to treating related mood disorders, including the use of L-methylfolate supplementation to bypass the metabolic block caused by MTHFR mutations. 2010s, psychedelics and neuroplasticity. Research in the 2010s revisited serotonin's role through the lens of psychedelics, such as psilocybin and LSD, which act on the 5-HT2A receptor. Studies suggested their potential to enhance neuroplasticity and treat resistant depression. This decade also emphasized serotonin's systemic effects, including gut-brain interactions. 2020s, expanding horizons. The concept of serotoninomics has emerged, aiming to integrate various research approaches to provide a comprehensive understanding of serotonin's roles in health and disease. In the 2020s, serotonin research continues to expand, focusing on its role in neuroimmune interactions, circadian rhythms, and aging. Novel pharmacological agents targeting specific receptor subtypes, such as 5-HT4 agonists for cognitive decline, represent ongoing therapeutic advances. Which developments are relevant to neurofeedback? The development in serotonin research most relevant to neurofeedback involves the discovery of serotonin's role in regulating mood, arousal, and cognitive functions via its influence on brain networks, particularly those associated with emotional regulation and self-control. These insights were particularly tied to studies from the 1970s and 1990s, which identified serotonin receptor subtypes and their functional effects. Neurofeedback often targets brain regions like the prefrontal cortex and networks involved in emotion regulation, such as the default mode network and salience network, which are influenced by serotonergic activity. Default mode and salience network graphic by Van Ettinger Veenstra et al. Default mode network. For example, serotonin's modulation of the limbic system, including the amygdala, is relevant for neurofeedback approaches in treating anxiety and depression. Limbic system graphic adapted from Pinel and colleagues. Limbic system. The findings that serotonin enhances neuroplasticity, as studied extensively in the 2010s, Carhart-Harris and Nutt, 2017, also underpin neurofeedback's efficacy, as neurofeedback relies on adaptive plastic changes in brain connectivity and function.